This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Welcome to another edition of Member Care Media. I'm Scott Hollinger. Learning another language can be a huge challenge at the best of times, but combine language learning with getting a new household established and adjusting to a new culture, and learning a language can be nearly overwhelming. Today, Susan Feet is back and talks with Carol Hawkins about the challenges of learning a new language.
Today, I have another guest in my studio, Carol Hawkins, who was our co-worker in the Netherlands and my very good friend. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. Now, you had a very interesting language learning experience when you moved to the Netherlands, so I thought it would be helpful for our listeners for you to share with that. And you agreed, and so here you are. And so I wanted to start with, first of all, now, how long ago did you move to the Netherlands?
19 years ago.
19 years ago. So now, when you moved there, had you ever lived in a foreign country or ever had any language studies of any sort before that?
We had never lived in a different country, but I took French in school, in public school, younger grades. But that had all disappeared by the time I reached the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. So when you got there, did you have any formal language? Did you go to school or anything like that for formal learning?
I wouldn't call it formal learning, but we had a teacher, and she came, one of our coworkers, she came twice a week and gave us lessons for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. That first 6 months was a little overwhelming, though. What with moving, we did move twice in those first 6 months, and we had to take driver's lessons. So what we learned from the language lessons was just one more thing on a pile of a whole lot of other things that we had to learn.
Yes. And doing a driver's license there is not the same as doing one in North America. It's much more involved, takes a lot longer, much more difficult process. So it, you know, when you say getting a driver's license, you think, well, you go in, you take your written test, you drive around a little bit, not there.
Well, actually, it was for us.
Was it?
In that time, since we went over so much earlier in the 90s, we had each, I think we had two lessons each.
Wow.
And then, because I was so nervous, my husband gave me one of his lessons.
Oh.
And the driving was in one of the largest cities that we had to do. Our lessons were in the largest cities. I'd never driven on a roundabout before. And all of a sudden I was driving on these roundabouts and looking at bicycle paths and all kinds of things. So I was very nervous about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so we had to do a driving test and we had to do a written test as well. But we both passed.
So in the midst of all that, you had your, call it formal, but you had language lessons. So at 6 months, then, did you feel like, okay, I have a working understanding of the language, I can understand people, and I can talk with them?
No, I felt like we really didn't understand anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would go home, and I watched Sesame Street. I got tired of counting to 10 after not too long. And I would practice. I would read my Bible in Dutch, and I would try and go to the Dutch church and read Dutch children's books. And after our third move, that was we actually moved three times in the first year and a half. We asked if we could have some more language lessons. So we did. We did get about another 3 or 4 months of language lessons. Which really helped, but still nowhere near being able to hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm. So then what did you do after that?
On the third move, we moved into a small town. We had, before that, been going to an international church where the The church was an English-speaking church, mostly. Well, when we moved to the small town, we decided that we would go to a Dutch church. And they had translation because there was a lot of refugees in the area. So we joined the refugee line and had our little headphones, and they would translate the sermon. So that was the beginning. And then not too long afterwards, we actually joined the church and I joined the worship team. And I would say most of my Dutch language skills came from learning the words to the songs that we sang.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you using a phrase which I thought was really profound. You talked about you decided that you were going to sit in the uncomfortable seat.
Yes.
Could you explain what that means?
I call that the difficult chair.
That's it. Yes.
Yes. I would say, yeah, you just have, the difficult chair is where you sit and people are speaking the other language all around you. You might have a clue what they're saying. They're talking very quickly to each other and you have an idea what they're talking about, but you're not quite sure what they're saying. And you've got to sit there for about 3 years and just try and distinguish the words that they're using and let it soak in. And that's the only way to really get your conversational language going.
So how long was it before you felt like, yes, I'm comfortable in this language? I know fluency can be defined different ways, but where you feel like, yes, I can go out and I can manage whatever comes conversationally in a store with other people?
Well, I guess as far as day-to-day life, I would say 5 years before you start feeling more confident about going out and going to the store, and maybe they're going to ask you something and you'll have an idea what they're asking. I guess for expressions and that type of thing, we've been there 19 years and I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I go to a Bible study and people get talking with one another and they're zipping right along and I know what they're talking about, but I'm not quite sure 100% that I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the dangerous, I'll call that the dangerous stage. They'll say something. I think I understand what they're asking me and I'll act upon it. And then I might find out later, oops, I had the wrong idea. Or I think I've explained something to them and I think they understand what I meant. And then the next thing I know, they have completely the wrong idea what I intended to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the danger. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to kind of double check. You know, you say something or you email something and then you kind of want to say it back to them or have them say it back to you so that you have a little bit of assurance that they got the message.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good idea. And that's actually sort of a general good communication thing. Yeah. Even with someone in your own language that if you have difficulty with, you know, like your spouse, but they talk about that where you reflect back. So I think I heard you say this, that I understood you to say this or that you want me to do that. And that does help.
I think another thing that does help is to really let go of your pride. And pride can really stop you from taking the chance of communicating and making a big mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that when we first moved to the Netherlands, we moved over and we had a big dog. And one of our coworkers, I asked him to teach me how to say, I have a big dog. And I practiced, and I think it was the second week we went into the office and we hardly knew anybody. And I was very proud of myself. And I walked into the kitchen and I said in Dutch, I am a big dog. And they looked at me and someone said, what did you say? So, of course, I repeated it. And she said, are you trying to say I have a big dog? And I said, yes, isn't that what I said? No, she said, you said I am a big dog. Well, I laughed till I cried and I figured, well, there goes all my pride. And from here, I'll just keep blundering ahead. And that's what I've done. And it seems to have worked pretty well.
Yes. You're fully integrated because I think you work with the worship team at mm-hmm. your church. That is all in Dutch. You talked about Bible study. You run a singing group, kind of a little bit of a club. The Dutch do a lot of club kinds of things, little mm-hmm. group activities and stuff. A singing group with your neighbors and Dutch people and stuff like that. So, you know, you have succeeded and you've been there successfully 19 years, thriving. So your plan worked. And I think a lot of what it takes is to realize you are a child. For me, mm-hmm. it was like being a child. Yeah. You can't read. You can't write. If you can speak at all, it's baby language, you know, simple little sentences, simple little questions, you know. And I would tell people, speak to me like a child, you know, in some hope that I might understand what they were saying. And that was the conversations I could understand. Like when I would hear a mother talking to a young child, it's like, I can understand that.
Right.
Other people talking, I couldn't because it was simple and it was slow. I was like, yes, I'm a 2-year-old. <You know? laughs> And you have to go through that stage,
yeah.
you know, of, yeah. And then you learn to read and write like a young child and go on from there. And a lot of it just takes patience and sticking with it.
Yeah. And just knowing that you're going to mess it up and yeah. just keep going.
Yes.
And it's amazing how much the people who speak that language, the people there in the country, appreciate that you try.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you mess it up, they're just so happy you tried. Mm-hmm. Because in the Netherlands, English is a quite common language. And a lot of the people who come in for 2 or 3 years don't even bother mm-hmm. to try and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really are happy with you when you try to speak their language.
That's Susan Feet and Carol Hawkins discussing the challenges of learning a new language.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.